And just remember that I'll start with a prayer and then leave the guidance of the Holy Spirit. If you want to say a prayer, please feel free to join in. Just to be respectful of one another. And if anything comes up while you're listening on the phone, like some kind of noise or dog barking or something, we just ask you to please mute your phone. And we'd appreciate that. Makes it easier for everybody to hear. And with that, we'll get started. Heavenly Father, you're doing a wondrous work right now in our time, especially during these times of prayer with you both privately and in public, as we are gathered here now in this hour. Protect us, Lord. Release your heavenly host to protect us from the enemy. Hide us under the shadow of your wings. Take us off the enemy's radar. Let the enemy be distracted by his own devices. May the enemy and all of his forces fall on their own swords and see mass confusion in their own ranks. Blind them to what you are showing us. Block any of the enemy's plans for any kind of upheaval or plots to harm Americans. May the kingdom of light continue its advancement now. We know that the light of Christ penetrates the darkness, and once under the light, more are able to stop the overcoming. No one is able to stop the overcoming of darkness. Even now, Lord, as you are exposing more and more of the corruption and evil perversion in high places, your light shines even brighter. Lord, you are pouring out your spirit in our day, as your prophet Joel proclaimed, our sons and daughters will prophesy, and the elderly will dream dreams, and the youth will have visions. Mm-hmm. We know, Lord, you are raising up righteous ones for such a time as this, a time of newness in our spirit, and that the dreams you have planted in us will now come to pass. Through our prayers, you are penetrating the dark forces and breaking down the old patterns to establish and build up new patterns and structures that you have envisioned for America and the other sheep nations who will join us. We are so grateful and thankful for what you are doing in our day right now. We are your warriors who have pledged our lives to you, and we are willing to sacrifice so that dreams will be fulfilled. We are here, Lord, to intercede for all of our anointed leaders, from President Trump to all that are anointed as leaders in our day. We are here, Lord, to nurture and defend our youth who do have a bright future ahead of them, and the dreams that you have planted in them will come to pass. Lord, just as you gave our founding fathers the dream of making this a God-fearing nation, let it be said that our youth will be a part of the restoration of this nation, and that we will be governed by biblical principles and always be the Constitution as our main source, and we will walk in righteousness and victory. Lord, just as you awakened Jacob from his dream of a stairway to heaven with angels going up and down, now you are showing us that these angelic forces are at work all around us. As we continually intercede, we will see more and more of it. We trust you, Lord, in all the activity that's going on around us, that you have given us the authority and the means and the strength to keep the enemy off balance and unable to take the offensive. We are penetrating the areas where they have established strongholds. Your might is shining forth in our prayers. We are humbled by our calling, but we know that you are receiving all the glory and honor for all the victories we see. Thank you for using us to do your will in America. Lord Jesus, just as you touched the Samaritan woman to show us that dreams of a better life are fulfilled in you, we are now called, as she was, to witness and proclaim the good news to others, and to worship the Father in spirit and truth. No matter what our circumstances, when you are in our midst, life changes and miracles happen so that others will meet the true Messiah, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of my brothers and sisters with me on this call right now, that they are anointed as your prayer warriors through the Holy Spirit that they will now speak up and call out that which you have placed on their hearts to intercede. Protect them and guard them now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are exposing the evil in high places. We ask that you also expose the evil in our own lives, that we can repent and be cleansed before you. And as for those in authority, Lord, we ask that it be completely revealed and that our halls of earthly power be completely cleansed. And Lord, that they would, and Lord, that you would grant them repentance, that why should they perish forever? Lord, grant them repentance for their sins and bring them into your kingdom, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and there but for the grace of God go we. And Lord, for the innocent, those who are accused innocently, and we think of Roy Moore, if he is innocent of these charges, Lord, we ask that he be exonerated and that he be lifted up and placed in positions of power in our country where he is needed. And if he is guilty, Lord, what is appropriate be done, and restoration. But Lord, if he is innocent, we ask that you exonerate him and promote him, and that he shine and be a power for us. Lord, we lift these things up into your hands, and we thank you that an amazing cleansing has begun, and it has to be come from heaven, because in earthly realms, these things are not possible. And we ask for protection for our president and all of those who are bringing about these things, and all of those who are bringing about the testimonies and the witnesses. Lord, we ask that what the true witnesses are bringing out, that it be witnessed as to be true, and false witnesses, that it be obvious that they are liars. So Lord, bring out the truth and cleanse our country, and we thank you. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Pray for wisdom for our president, Lord God, as this conflict with North Korea is, Lord God. We pray that he would have a heart united for peace, Lord God, for this country, Lord. We pray that, you would intervene with this man in North Korea, Lord God, that you would somehow dismantle his capabilities to have nuclear weapons released on any part of the world, Father God. We pray that China would come along in agreement with Donald Trump, Lord God, and come and be an ally and be a coalition against this man in North Korea, Lord God. And mostly we pray for his salvation, Father God. We pray that once again that nation would have the Holy Spirit of the living God visit it, Lord God, like it did 100 years ago when his grandfather was ruling, Lord God, and he was a Pentecostal man. Lord, we pray for your Spirit across the nation of North Korea, Lord God, bringing salvation to all those who are now held captive, Lord God, by this man, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that this would just be the beginning, Lord God, to see what you're going to do across these other nations, Lord God, that he would be such a witness for you, Lord God, that it would be just miraculous, that we would know it is your hand and your hand only, Lord God. We thank you so much for your great mercy, Lord, and your passion that you have had for our country, that you have given us this period of grace with Donald Trump as our president, Lord God. And we pray, Lord, eloquence of speech for him, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that we know that he is still growing as a Christian, Lord God, as we all are. But we pray for such godly counsel to be given him every day, Lord, and godly wisdom to come straight from your throne, from his advisors, Lord God. We thank you for the godly people that you have placed in the White House who are there, the watchmen on the wall, Father God, and we praise you for that, and we thank you for that, Lord. And we pray that he would just go forth and grow in such faith that he would hear from you him his very self, Lord God, and that everything that you have decreed for him to accomplish here on earth in his presidency would come to pass, Lord God, that your will in heaven would be done here on earth, Father God. And we thank you that beyond him we have a continued government of righteousness, Lord God. This cleaning that you're doing is just miraculous. It's the hand of God and the hand of God only. And Lord, we pray that you're going to remove every single person who is not of you, and you're going to rise up leaders in every city city and every nation, that it will be righteous, Lord God, and that our children will inherit an earth that is righteous, Lord God. We pray for salvation and righteousness to rise up together in this nation like never before, Father God, that this cleansing is just going to be an incredible, make way for an incredible birthing of your Holy Spirit to come, Lord God. Thank you, and we praise you, Father God, for all you are doing, and we look to you with hopeful anticipation, because we know that your word is turned void, Lord God. We wait and cannot wait to see what you do. Behold, old things have passed away, and new things will spring forth, Lord God, and we pray for righteousness to spring forth in this nation yet again.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
You're my hero.
Thank you, Jesus. He died for one minute and for Christ. That is the name of the name. Yes,
Father, I just want to thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to come and to just embrace who you are, Father God, in our hearts and our lives, Lord Jesus. Father, I just want to thank you also, Father God, that you are willing. That you're more than willing, Father God, to hear our prayers concerning everything that's concerning us, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you that you are not that you're not in heaven just banging people over the head when they mess up, Father God. But you're so willing, Father, to be with us, Father God, just as you were with Adam in the cool of the day, Father. You were walking and talking with him and getting to know him, getting to know your creation well, Father God. Jesus, I just ask, Father, that we would have that same appreciation, that same gratitude, Father God, just being known by you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, I want to pray Psalm 140, the prayer of David for President Trump. I pray that you would rescue him from evil people. You would protect him from those who are violent. You would those who plot evil in their hearts and stir up trouble all day long. Their tongues sting like a snake and the venom of a viper drips from their lips. I pray you would keep him out of the hands of the wicked. You would protect him from those who are violent, or they're plotting against him. And that if they have set traps to catch him, Lord, they've stretched out a net, they would be caught in their own traps.
Yes,
we praise you, Lord, for what you are doing with
us. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Yes, Lord. Father, I see the enemies of Donald Trump and more and other men and women of God who are walking in integrity, Father God. I see them as Wile E. Coyote, trying to catch the roadrunner with all these traps, and these traps are backfiring on him, Father. Father, you're protecting these men and women, Lord God. I ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, even now, that every trap designed to bring them down, Father, that they will walk with themselves, Lord God. Lord, just you protected Daniel. That you protected Daniel when all these folks came after him, trying to get rid of him, Lord God. And they tricked King Darius to make an edict that no other god or man can be worshipped other than the king. And Father, even though Daniel knew this was happening, he still remained faithful to you and prayed three times a day, Father God. And Lord, he ended up in the lion's den, but the lions didn't hurt him.
Yes.
But you shut their mouths, Lord. And that's what I'm asking for now, and especially with the media, Father God, that you are shutting the mouths of the media, of people in the media that are trying to destroy this president and destroy his cabinet, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Father, I pray, Lord, for Haman, Lord, just as Haman set up a gallows, oh God,
Yes, amen.
He wanted it for Mordecai. But I thank you, Lord, that even this gallows that's been set up for Trump, Father, that the enemies who set up these traps for him, Father, that they themselves will be trapped by their traps, Father, that their evil will be exposed, their agendas will be exposed, oh God. And I pray for the gullible masses, Father, that don't know you yet, Father, that are swayed by these lies and swayed by these evil lies that are in the airways, Father. We just pray your mercy upon them, Father, that they would have ears to hear the truth and receive the truth, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father, that you break the mirrors and blow away the smoke screens, Father, that are set up against people hearing the truth. We thank you, Father, that even now you are broadcasting the truth in the highways and the byways, Father, and that many, many multitudes will receive the truth, Father. They will receive the truth with gladness, oh God. And you are getting their hearts ready to receive you, Father. Multitudes, even now in the valley of decision, Father. I thank you for salvation for many, O God. I thank you for salvation for many, O God. I thank you, Father, too, that our history, the glorious history of our nation, Father, will not be rewritten in the name of Jesus. We speak truth, Father. We thank you that the NEA, Father, we just come against their evil agenda and their schemes, oh God. And I thank you that many of them will get saved, Father, and that history will be broadcast as the truth in our history, Father, will be taught to our children again, that they will see that this is a righteous nation founded on righteous laws by righteous men who loved you and knew you. Father, I thank you for broadcasting the truth in our school system, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And I pray too, Father God, just as Haman was embarrassed when he had come up with this brilliant plan in his mind, Father, to honor someone that the king wants to honor. Father, you're doing the same thing to these people, Father, that are involved. That involved in the destruction of Donald Trump and other men and women of God, Father, Lord, that you would cause them to get embarrassed, you know, that they would have to do everything that they feel that they think would give them a promotion, would give them glory in the eyes of men, Father. That the people that they're trying to destroy would be the ones that get the glory.
Yes.
Father, I just pray Psalm 2 over our government system, where it says that the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing, and that the kings of the earth shut themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointing.
That's right.
Verse 3, that we let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. So we are all involved in the work to bring about a reformation in the political influence mountains, might say. And we know that the Lord sits in heaven and he laughs because they are devising things that he has already planned to put asunder. Just, Father, I just pray for those representatives and the Senate and the Congress, those men and women that are going to be under scrutiny for 2018.
That's right.
You have people that are in place to take over new positions, but you also know that if they change their mind, those that are in a system, and they change their mind and turn again to what is righteous, what is full of justice, and the way that it was, the representation was to be set up from the beginning with the Constitution, that they will have a place again. We are not giving them a chance to put forth mercy and compassion and pray for their understanding of their thinking, that their thinking needs to change, that this power and money and wealth and all that is fine, but it leads to nothing. It leads to death. And so I just know that people like Ken Buck, who used to be in that system and has written a quite revealing book about it, there's so much that can't be changed. And we know that you are changed because that's your way. And so we just come in agreement with your plan, your way,
your
way of looking at things. And we ask that our mind gets changed to where we understand our part in it all, that we not only pray, but we put voice, put hands, put feet to whatever we can do to bring about our government. Because we know our making plans. You have a different plan, and yours is that the Lord himself be exalted in each one of our lives in such a way that permeates that light and that salt in this world now as it is in heaven. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name, we
pray.
Amen.
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 Lord, I just want to, pray for the godly men that are on the president's cabinet.
Yes, Lord.
They would be united. I pray that they would be strengthened by you. I pray that they would be daily in your word, seeking your wisdom. I pray that they would be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They would be men who trust you and seek you and seek to do what is right. And I pray you'd give them favor in the eyes of others, other men in power. I pray that in their Bible study that they're in weekly, you'd give that leader, Bible study leader, real wisdom and knowing how to challenge them and guide them, and that they would understand your word, Lord, and they would seek to be doers of your word. And I do pray that you would bless the work of their hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, the holy authority of Yeshua, I give you praise, glory, and honor.
Yes.
This gathering of people from all over the country, and B, what's on my heart this morning is to give you praise for exposing the secret organizations that think they run things.
Yes.
For the Vatican, yes. The Illuminati, the Masonic Order, the Trilateral Commission,
yes.
Council on 300, the Council on Foreign Relations, etc. I thank you, Lord, for exposing these organizations and showing us their evil, showing us what they're about, showing us their symbolatry, what they've got for their logos, and exposing what those things mean, even the Shriners with the Muslim sword on top. I thank you, Father, for exposing the symbolatry and how it violates your commandment number 3 of no graven images. In the name of Yeshua, I give you praise, Father, for exposing these things. Gives the opportunity to come against them in warfare, going against Big Pharma, Merck, Bristol Myers, etc., in the name of Yeshua, that you gave us dominion over all seed-bearing plants, Lord, even the poppy plant. Father, is under our authority in the name of Yeshua for dominion. Cannabis plant, hemp plant, all these things are to our health and benefit, Father, in the name of Yeshua, if we use them correctly and seek you out for these things, Father. They have been used before for your glory. Let us give us strength, the direction, the knowledge, and the tools to use them again in their proper capacity, Father. They are so beneficial. Cannabis oil, THC for those that need it, Father, in the name of Yeshua. I give you praise, Father, for revealing these things in your word and your will, because it
That's
is
right.
what you want for us, the benefits, not the pharmaceuticals, Lord. Those things, even the symbolatry of the pharmaceutical sign, the two snakes wrapped around a cane, that ain't of you. We know that, Father, and we thank you, Lord, for that revelation. And the holy authority of Yahshua HaMashiach, I can give you a praise and glory, Father. Amen.
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 Amen. Lord God, I thank you that you have a mold crushed the head of the wicked snake that burrows itself around in our culture and in our world. Thank you, Jesus, who have already done this by your shed blood. Help us to rejoice in this, and thank you for sending your angels to help us as we do pray into that truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for loving us, Lord.
Father, we love you with all our hearts. We thank you for our country. We thank you for putting up with us, Lord God, every day. We thank you, Lord God, for not forsaking us, Lord, for being with us. Father, we pray today, Lord God, for our kids, Lord, for all the kids in the United States, Lord. Father, we pray for their needs. We pray for their protection. Father, we pray, Lord God, we ask what we can do for our kids, Lord. We don't always know what to do, Lord, so we turn to you, the great God, the living God, the only God that's a living God. Praise God for that. Father, we thank you for Christmas is coming up very soon, Lord God. We thank you for the good news, Lord God, of the gospel, Lord God. We thank you for our salvation, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for eternal life. We thank you, Lord God, for using us for the kingdom, the privilege being used. Father, we continue to pray for Donald Trump and for Mike Pence and for the whole cabinet. Father, we ask that you continue. We thank you for giving Donald Trump wisdom, guidance, and understanding. Lord, we ask that you continue to give him wisdom, him and Mr. Pence. Father, we pray for the Republicans, Lord God. The ones that's going against Donald Trump, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you put on their hearts, get on board, Lord, to help the president, not to fight against the president, Father. We pray, Lord God, we continue to pray for our country, for country to be restored, Lord. We pray for marriages to be restored. We pray for all this gay stuff to stop, Lord. Father, we thank you again for using us. We thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Pray for the sanctity of marriage in this country to yet again be as you decreed, Lord God, man and a woman, Lord God, come against with behind this homosexual spirit that's taking over our nation, Lord God.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Them down, Lord God. We pray that all of this cleansing that you're doing in both Hollywood and D.C. and now even with certain people in the media, Lord God, that the youth of this nation would see the shame that is involved with this, and they would see that the loss of income and lives and how it touches and the roots that go deep and how wives are going to be affected when they have their husbands' lives all over the news and how their children would be affected, Lord God. We see that it has such an impact, I pray it has such an impact on the youth of this nation that they would have a hunger and a thirst for holiness and purity, Lord God, that you would restore our nation, Lord God, to that of when you know children wanted to just save themselves for marriage, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, that you would remove all those in Hollywood, Lord God, that have these speak about, born this way and born that way, and Lord, all this stuff that is coming against how you say that we were created in your image, Lord God, and you do not make mistakes, Father God. We pray, Lord God, that would be taken down. We pray that along with all of this that you're exposing, Lord God, you would also take down this homosexual hold that is on our nation, Lord God, and that the youth of this nation would identify themselves with their identity in Jesus Christ, and that they would know that they are perfectly and wonderfully made, and that you have created them with a purpose and a destiny, Lord God, and that they see and that they are no longer deceived by the traps of the devil comes to them in such pretty ways, Lord God. Open up their eyes. Let them see, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over this nation, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that nothing but nothing but nothing can come against your blood. We cry out the name of Jesus. That the name of Jesus, the demon must flee, Lord God. Break every chain of the stronghold. Come against the strong men of suicide in this nation. I think that goes back to identity as well, Father God. And we just pray that the youth would rise up, Lord God, and that there'd be such a holy fire within them that they know who they are in Christ, that they have a hunger for you, that all these things that they're running towards, that they see how hollow and empty and shallow that they are, and that all these lives that are now being destroyed because of the promiscuity and the filth and the and all that is out there, Lord God, would just wake them up, and they would see that holiness and purity is the way to life, Lord God. Life in you, eternal life in you, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord God. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Father, we come humbly before you, and we just kneel at your throne, and we are in awe of your glory and your power. Thank you for enabling your saints to call upon you and giving us the power to tread upon serpents, to proclaim your word, Father,
thank
and go
you,
out
Father.
In this world victorious through Jesus Christ.
Yes, God.
I pray, Father, for our leaders, from the PTA president to our president over this nation. And we call, Father, for repentance. We call that you will be a forgiving Father. And, Father, oh my, how sorry we are that it got this far. We don't want to be known as the Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes,
Father. Change the heart now in Jesus' name. Father, I just pray so hard for all the people to repent now in the name of Jesus and come to you. And that we would lift up our leaders, whether we agree with them or not, that we would do as we are told by your word, the living word. The living word, the only word that is true.
It's true.
Allow our hearts to come to you and be faithful and serve you in mighty ways through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
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 But I'm going to end it at this time. Praise God for each and every one of you. I want you to walk in divine health and divine prosperity today in everything that you see and do and are asked to do by the Lord for others, that your goodness and kindness be spread amongst all who come to your door or who walk in front of you, that you be blessed and that you have the strength of the Lord in everything you do. I praise this in Jesus' name, and I bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And may you walk in peace today. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of our Messiah, Yeshua. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Have a good day, everyone.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye, friends.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.